This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, May 8th, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Severe weather and rain has been running above normal this year. Nutrien atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass says weather should turn and be more favorable.
I still think we have another 6-7 days where things could stay active. But after that, I actually think we do start to see some more open planting windows. They're going to start in the western Corn Belt first and then get their way over to us. Now, the balance of May, if you use history, we don't tend to be too anomalous for the remainder of May, given what's gone on with El Nino leaving and inter-neutral conditions taking over. The farther we look out there, though, the more this summer is looking more hot and stormy versus hot and dry.
In Washington, today was the last day for the agriculture display on the National Mall. South Dakota Republican Dusty Johnson says it's been an eye-opener for some people.
And obviously, there are a lot of old-school values and culture in these incredible professions of farming and ranching. But there's also a lot of cool technology. I mean, when you see LIDAR on the front of these tractors, when you see a precision technology that is allowing the spraying of an individual weed because it's reading it with that kind of granularity, it's just incredible. And I think for the city folk to understand how exquisite this technology is, that is good for all of us.
Johnson says he's pleased to see the Farm Bill getting attention on both sides of the Capitol.
It's overdue. It's welcome, but it's overdue. If we wouldn't have had a bunch of knuckleheads throughout the Speaker of the House late last year, we might have gotten a Farm Bill done last year. But when you don't finish your homework on time, you don't get to go out to recess, and so we're kind of playing an overtime here.
Johnson says details of the GOP bill will soon be released.
We're going to be releasing text here very soon, in a matter of days, not months. And then once we get that text released, we're going to be in good shape to have action in the Agriculture Committee. We're going to pass it out. I'd be a little surprised if we didn't pass it out on a bipartisan basis. Hopefully that puts some pressure on the Senate.
Regarding farm policy, Johnson says politics needs to take a back seat when it comes to the Farm Bill.
Politically, we're supposed to retreat to our corners and hurl bumper sticker slogans at one another. But grow up, everybody. Come on. I just think the Agriculture Committee has generally been better than that. We figured out the need to work on these things in a bipartisan way. The idea that nutrition is not getting its fair share out of the Farm Bill is laughable. It's between 80% and 85% of the Farm Bill. The idea that our country is not spending real money on nutrition is laughable. We spend billions of dollars, and by the way, I support that kind of investment in nutrition. This should be an area that unifies us.
Funding is the primary issue, and Johnson says the House bill has a leg up.
Well, in the House bill, we do have this stuff paid for, with legit CBO scores. I don't think that's the case with the Stabenow proposal. But again, we don't have text, so it's a little hard to say. I do think Senator Stabenow has shared with some ag leadership on our side, the Speaker and the leader in the Senate need to find some additional money from different jurisdictions and bring it over. I don't know how likely that is. I think that's why hers doesn't look like it's paid for. She's hoping to have some money airdropped in. We're $34 trillion in debt. We're not an environment where you're going to be able to airdrop a bunch of new money in.
The House Ag Committee is set to mark up their bill on May 23rd. Finally, U.S. Department of Agriculture set to report its monthly World Agriculture Supply Demand Report on Friday. Traders also looking at next week's crop reports from Brazil's Conabe and their expectations for crop production in South America. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Join the agriculture industry for a celebration of modern ag on the National Mall, Monday, May 6th through Wednesday, May 8th. Hosted by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the future of food and farming will be displayed through the 25 exhibiting equipment manufacturers and over 30 partnering organizations. Autonomous equipment, combines, tractors, aerial drones, robotic milkers, advanced genetics, and innovative conservation practices will showcase technology and enable sustainability. Exhibits are open 9 to 5, May 6th through 8th. On the National Mall. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.